USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We have three words to the president. Open the government."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Texas Attorney General is praising a ruling linked to Planned Parenthood. A 2017 court decision said Texas could not remove Planned Parenthood as a Medicaid provider. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the judge who made the initial ruling didn't use the correct standard. It will now go back to the same judge to be deliberated all over again. The case centers around an hours-long recorded video that showed Planned Parenthood staffers discussing altering abortion procedures to collect fetal tissue for research. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was asked on CNN's State of the Union if the president ever talked to his former attorney, Michael Cohen, about his congressional testimony concerning a Russian real estate deal.
And so what if he talked to him about
it? Is it not possible that Michael Cohen had that conversation? I'm just asking you for what happened or what didn't happen.
It's not possible.
The president,
not
Michael possible. Cohen, left the conversation thinking, well, this is what the boss wants me to say.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The partial government shutdown has left some websites vulnerable. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
With the partial government shutdown continuing and no votes expected anytime soon, one of the areas that is now being affected is cybersecurity and keeping us safe from hackers. Kirk Knutson is a cyber guy. He explains.
Yeah, and we love, by the way, what happens when we finally wake up to the idea that in this country, the real core people that are at the defense of cybersecurity are the ones that should be paid more already, and now they're not getting a paycheck. And what's happening is there's this thing called the brain drain going on in the U.S. government, and that is when corporate structures come in and they're at this moment having an idea of saying, hey, it might be the perfect time to take away from the Department of Homeland Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Rams have won the NFC Championship and are now headed to the Super Bowl. L.A. trailed the entire game against the New Orleans Saints before tying the game twice in the fourth quarter. The score was tied at 23 when the time ran out, pushing the game into overtime. The Rams kicked a 57-yard goal to win the game 26-23. And the New England Patriots won the NFL Championship, also in overtime. They head to the Super Bowl in Atlanta in 2 weeks after beating the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.